The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Welcome, folks. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host, James Kelso. We are live, and you will be cognizant of that throughout the show. We had last night incredible engineers brought me in. They are hoping Round Rock, Texas, the province that I'm originating here in North Dakota. But you'll be able to hear me fine, and we'll proceed with the show. The only defect we're going to have in our show tonight, so far, unless I solve it, is I won't be able to take your phone. That's entirely my fault. It has nothing to do with RPN or the RPN engineers. And I'll figure it out. Hopefully I haven't figured it out our night show. So I apologize to all who would have wanted to call in. So I won't even give out the call number. We'll do that tomorrow night. All right. The date today, for all of you archivists out there, it's July 30th, 2020. Pretty significant date, as it turns out. And we will, because tomorrow is August 1st. Just going to be a pretty consequential day, I think. And let's see what else we say about the show. That's about all we need to say in housekeeping here. Let's get the show on the road. All right, what do I want to talk about tonight and what I think might be interesting to you? Well, some of you have said, Kelso, you're talking so much about this virus and so on, but I think you're bearing out that you actually probably didn't talk about it. It's that bad, that creepy. It's that destructive. It's cataclysmic. Last 24, 36, 48 hours, here's some of the incredible creeped out crap that's happened. This clown, Anthony Fauci, this fake doctor, is now calling for masks were bad enough. And you think it would be funny, the end of America. Goggles. 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 I mean, is the next thing, I mean, is it going to go on and on? Is the next going to, how about the next demand? I've got another suggestion for Dr. Fauci. You wear your mask, you wear your goggles, and you must hold your crotch with both hands throughout the day, which means no driving. Or maybe you can hold your crotch with one hand while driving with the other. What kind of demands are, what's next? Wear a diaper around your head? Wear a hazmat suit? Double your taxes? Give your house away to somebody from Somalia? What's his next demand? Is it going to be against the law to vote Republican? Is that required by the coronavirus? Against the law to vote Republican? Folks, here's what I'm trying to say. Obviously, that's just a ridiculous list of stupid ideas. And you can't really do a video show while you're holding your crotch with your hands. This is a dictatorship. That's what I'm getting to. This damn President Fauci and his girlfriend, Nurse Ratched, Deborah Birx. Now, here's what I saw on TV. It's encouraging. This Nurse Ratched, Deborah Birx, was perfected. I mean, she is a snake. She is a rat. She is a black widow. She is a tarantula. She is awful. This Nurse Ratched this morning was on Fox and Friends, and she was expecting, with her big smile, she's a PR artist. She's a con job artist. So she's got her big smile, so, and she's so warm and fuzzy, and she's got her scarves on. She's so disarming. But boy, when you look past, did you ever see the movie They Live? That was the title of They Live, where you look at people with a special kind of glasses that let you see what they really are. If you were had They Live glasses and you could look at Debbie, you would see a monster. She's a monster. So she expected to get the usual friendly reception. They didn't name her baby. She was good. And two men were good. Ryan Kilmeade. He's been coming around. He's been getting better. And then Pete Hegseth. And one of you can't call him to tell me. All three of them were good, and here's why they were good. They lambasted Debbie Birx. When Debbie Birx started talking about goggles, Brian Kilmeade said, "Oh God, now you want goggles." In other words, "I'm sorry, lady. It ain't going to happen. In your dreams. What is this?" I'll tell you what it is. So people are catching on. And that's going to be the theme of what I talk about today. People are catching on to the coronavirus bullshit. That's what we're receiving. Bullshit. Shovelfuls of it every day. Lies. And the purpose of the whole thing? Freak out. Oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to find it here. This is going to knock the socks off to show you how the propaganda has worked. How the Ministry of Truth, led by the Pew Media, has worked. First, let me cover the Fox News. So, kill me. Hegseth and this open. I'm just thinking, remembering the name Samantha. Is her name Samantha something? Very nice. But they all seem acting like patriots. We know he takes things. And Kilmeade's been acting all night. And they were, they did not accept this this authoritative expert guidance from this puke, Debbie Birx. They treated her, they were revulsed by her. And she was shocked at them. In other words, she was shocked. The American people are, as evidenced by these three hosts, are waking up to your crap, Debbie, and your crap, Anthony. You two hardcore Democrats, you ought to have official positions on the Democratic National Committee, both of you, and you should get whatever the highest medal, Hero of the Soviet Union, or that Democratic National Committee awards to its heavy lifters, because you have done what Robert Mueller couldn't do and all the rest of them would crash the American economy. Now, get this, and you terrified the American people. Now, let's talk about that. Terrified the American people. By the way, I want to talk. Don't let me forget. Simone Gold, Dr. Simone Gold, an emergency room physician, practicing until yesterday when she was fired. She was fired for appearing with the physicians. Maybe I don't have it on my desk here. American frontline doctors. She was fired. And Tucker Carlson had never on a show. God bless Tucker Carlson. Right on his natural health. It's getting down to this very simple thing.
Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make us run, cause when them old boys raised on shotgun, we say great and we say ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley? Who's in charge of it all? God bless the army and God bless our liberty. That got the rest of it all. Hit a minute position and back and away. Freedom is stuck in reverse. Let's get out of Iraq, get back on the track, and let's rebuild America first. Once more. Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the most. You think I'm blowing smoke? Boys, it ain't no joke. I make 20
hey, folks.
Coast to coast.
This is me. I'm back. Yes, breathing, alive. And we're trying to figure out what's happening here. But here we're bringing you the show one way or another. This is Kelso back again, and you lost my signal there when I was talking about Dr. Simone Gold getting fired. So let's try to resume the thread of thought at that point. And then I'm going to Dr. Simone Gold, who is the doctor who headed up the American Frontline Doctors and I'm not sure if it's .com or .org, but just, you know, it's not good enough to say Google it anymore because it's all censored. I mean, this is what we're running into, folks. The left is going wild. The Trump derangement syndrome, this is an all-out war against us, against our radio shows, against our video, against our communications, against Trump, against patriots. This is an all-out war that you are in. The left is vicious, nasty. Dr. Simone Gold was fired from her job as an emergency room, as a highly regarded emergency room physician. Wonderful woman, obviously, clearly super intelligent, and must be one hell of a doctor after you listen to her for a few minutes. Fired. She was fired for expressing her opinion as a physician on the subject of treatment. And she was talked about a number of things, but they were all politically incorrect, and none of them helped Joe Biden. All of them would help the Trump campaign. She was fired from her job. Overnight, bingo, bam. Take your career, lady, and shove it. You're living in a dictatorship now. You're living in Stalinist America. And, folks, I'm telling you, I think we don't even know how bad it is. But now let me give you, I don't know whether you got the chance to hear me tell you this. Breitbart, which is being heavily destroyed right now online by Google, by Amazon, by Facebook, by Twitter, it's all-out war. All of these monopolies of Internet communication are at war with us patriots. And wherever we make an effort, they are slamming us. Now, Breitbart did a survey of Americans asking what percentage, on the subject of the COVID-19, what percentage of Americans have died of COVID-19? What percentage of Americans? Now, I was asking you, I don't know if you heard me or if I cut off the air at that point, to guess yourself what number. Guess what Americans said to Breitbart. 9% was their average guess. 9%, which translates to 30 million dead Americans. Now, folks, this is what this tells you. This is going out and asking Americans in a survey. America has been so badly misinformed and so hysterically driven into panic that they are perceiving the coronavirus as something that has killed 10%, 9% of the population. In other words, it's the bubonic plague. No wonder people are acting like idiots. No wonder they're ready to wear a diaper around their face and a diving helmet on their head. You know, that's how bad it is. 9% and 30 million dead Americans. We're told it's 100 and what's their latest BS number today? Is it 160,000? A total lie. A total lie. We are being lied to every second of every day on every channel of communication. That's part of the fake news. And every part of the, every channel of communication that's not part of the fake news is being choked, attacked, destroyed, burned to the ground. Okay. Let me put some more pieces together here. Now, I said July 30th is a significant day, August 1st tomorrow. Joe Biden might announce his running mate. That's going to be a hell of a topic to put on the air. If any of us can get on the air, that'll be a hell of a thing. Thank God for cell phones. The only reason I'm on the air right now. And I've got a massive computer set up here in North Dakota. I've got six computers surrounding me right now. Massive bandwidth. Never failed before. Never had a problem. Something's going on, folks. Something's going on. The left is attacking viciously. Let me go over to for just a moment here, and let's take a look. Let's take a look at our president for just a moment. Hang on. All right, I think we've got him here. 84.3 million followers is what I'm seeing, but I think it's what I saw yesterday. That number should have changed. So, you know, whatever committee of left-wing pukes at Twitter is deciding what number to put up each day, pretty arbitrary. And so let's just see. This is one of the few communication channels we have left, is Donald Trump's Twitter account. And let's just see some of the things that he has put up for us today. Here's the tweet that, you know, thank you, Mr. President, for saying this. You know, this is a prayer. A prayer, not a promise. We are going to win the 2020 election big. Now, folks, that's possible. I have one of our listeners, Chris in Hawaii, called me yesterday to tell me that the internal polling in Hawaii in the Republican Party gives Donald Trump a 91% chance of winning the election. That's their own in-house counting. Disregarding all the puke polls and the fake news and all this kind of stuff. And Chris was telling me, he says, Kelso, come on, chin up. These are real numbers. Within the Republican Party, the data says 91% chance the president will win. So let it be true. Here's another tweet from the president 5 hours ago. We must know election results on the night of the election, not days, months, or even years later. Now, what's he referring to there, folks? The election fraud, the rigging of the election. The election, the voting system in America is screwed, tattooed, and blued. It's gone. It's completely messed up. So that we can't tell what's going on in the real world. The news is lying to us. Your vote, your so-called vote, Are these going to be counted accurately? Is there going to be any truthfulness to the election at all? This is what the president is referring to. You know, we must remember when America was great again, you knew the election results immediately. The count was immediate. Local election boards, local, would count the ballots. They were paper. They were retained so they could be audited. It was easy. The paper ballot was easy. They managed to defraud even that. Let's see. Here the president tweets this. Glad I was able to get the very dishonest lamestream media to finally start talking about the risks to our democracy from dangerous universal mail-in voting. Not absentee voting, which I totally support. Universal mail-in voting. So the president is alerting. He's only got 95 days? Now the president was on TV today saying he's going to send in the National Guard if this creep, talk about Nurse Ratchet, this Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, isn't doing her job. She must clear out and in some cases arrest the anarchists and agitators in Portland. If she can't do it, the federal government will do it for her. We will not be leaving until there is safety. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. God, the Northwest of America has gone into the toilet. You know, there's so many patriots who had some big hopes, fantasies, dreams for the Northwest of America. I'll tell you what, folks, that's thing you see swirling around in the toilet, that's Northwest America. Seattle, Portland, it's bad. People's Republic of Washington, the People's Republic of Oregon. The president tweets this to us 12 hours ago. With universal mail-in voting, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Then he asks a question. This is a damn good question. Think about this one, folks. This is the best thing I'll say on the show tonight. So the president asked this question in a tweet today. I'm reading it now myself for the first time. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? Question mark. Yes. Yes. And can the president do that? That would be wonderful. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. I love that idea. A proclamation from the president that says the election of November 3rd, because it's not safe to vote, it's not secure, and it's not being conducted properly, we will delay this vote until, and then set a date, January 1st maybe. There's quite a time between November 3rd and January, 20th or something, for a swearing in of the president. There's actually all of November, all of December, and most of January. You can hold an election and still have the swearing in at the usual time. I'm liking that idea. What a brilliant president. Hey, we got a break coming up here, folks, so we'll be right back after this break.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And this is Kelso in these troubled times. My goodness. Let's see what then. I'll tell you what. If you're not helping out the Republic Broadcasting Network, think about doing that. Because I can tell you that the engineer just solved a problem for me over my phone. I'm talking on the cell phone to the engineer in Round Rock, Texas. I'm up here in North Dakota. And these guys are computer internet geniuses. and they make a radio network function. And you know how many radio networks Patriots have in America? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. Look at your hand. Hold your hand up in front of your face. I guarantee you it's less than the fingers you have on your hand. How many radio networks, Patriot radio networks, we have in the U.S. And the number's not going up, it's going down. So you have to support something in communications on the right. You've got to help the right have a voice, because their plan, their Orwellian plan, is to choke off the information, choke off the channels of communication. And it's only your money sent into your favorite, you know, find out what's your favorite means of communication for the right, especially in live media, which is what John Stadtmiller has set up at Republic Broadcasting. My voice is live, and I've been live on here for doing the Trump phenomenon for 5 years, and radio before that for a number of years. But he's kept these live voices on radio for you, in spite of a hurricane of abuse and opposition from the left. So help with what you have a way of helping. It's got a dollar sign on it. Help. And and what's at stake? I mean, how bad is this? What's at stake in this election and in this campaign of terrorism from the left? It's everything, folks. It's the whole deal. You think you're going to have a Second Amendment with Joe Biden as president? You think you're going to have a First Amendment? You think you're going to have anything? You know, forget about it. Once Joe Biden and the demon rats are in, once they control both chambers of the legislature, once they lock up, you know, with thanks, Chief Justice John Roberts, thank you so much for turning out to be another fake conservative, another rhino. Thank you for showing your true colors here and voting with Ginsburg and Kagan and Sotomayor now every time. Gee, how can we thank you enough? So the left is consolidating. This is what this is all about. And the takedown of Trump, this is their dream come true, is this corona crap. Goggles? Goggles? Yes, goggles, folks. And everything shut down all the way up to the election. You think anything's going to be open by November 3rd? Do you think that they're going to, you know, I was saying on this radio show, you know, months ago, well, you know, this is a normal flu, and the numbers go up quickly in 3 weeks, the 3 weeks of upward numbers, and then over the top, and the roller coaster comes down very fast, down to zero. That's the way a normal flu goes, which is what this is. It is a normal flu. And that's the way the numbers have gone in France, in Great Britain, in Germany, in Spain, in Italy, in Denmark, in the Netherlands, in Sweden, in all of those countries. The flu is over. They're not getting more cases now. It's over in all those countries. Why is it not over here? They're going to make it run, folks, all the way. Puke Fauci and Puke Burks and their left-wing doctor friends in the CDC, they're going to make this thing run all the way up to November 3rd. They're going to scare the hell out of the American people every day, nonstop, on every channel, on every radio station. And they're going to drive us into panic. They're going to drive Trump into defeat. All right. So let's see what we've got here. Let me see if I've got a... okay, I'm just going to... While we're talking here, I'm trying to do... I'm definitely not holding my crotch with both hands, a la Michael Jackson. I don't care if that's what Dr. Fauci wants. Uh, And I'll be damned if you're going to see me walking around in goggles unless I'm at the swimming pool, which is where I was today with my little boy. We were having fun swimming, and people were having fun in the swimming pool. It's still happening. Thank goodness here in North Dakota, we were starting to get back to normal life. And then all of a sudden now, everybody's got to have a mask. Every food store, every this, every that. This is insane. It's completely nuts. All right, let's see what, let me just see here. If, I'm just going to try something here, folks, just for a second. All right, just communicating with those genius engineers there in Round Rock, Texas. All right, the let's go to the president. And I'm just talking to the engineers right now. All right, give it another try. Can you hear me here in Round Rock? No, but I can't hear you. Okay, well, all right, we'll give up on that. Back to the phone. All right, folks, let's listen to the president here.
This is the president today. As the wall goes up, illegal crossings go down. This past week, we built over 10 miles of wall at our southern border. We now have 256 miles of new wall, and we are on track to have 300 miles completed by the end of August. Nice. And let me just mention to the engineer, I'm hearing my my own voice coming down the phone. Oh, you're playing me from Skype right now. Okay, all right, so I'm going to hang up. Here I go. I'm hanging up the phone. And so there we go, folks. We're now back on the mic. And again, the genius engineers. This doesn't happen without the engineers in Round Rock. All right, okay, well, anyway, we'll continue here. So, you know, all of this is becoming moot. Like, the president's, you know, doing all these great things he was doing for 3.5, now really it's about almost 4 years, that he's been doing all these great things, but it's all been made moot by Fauci and Birx and the medical dictatorship takedown that we are now experiencing. Let me see if I can find that Breitbart article on the these are hard to find now too. Breitbart has. Okay, here's a Limbaugh story, the top story, just what I was talking about from Rush Limbaugh. What a patriot, what a hero Rush Limbaugh is. Here he says, and the poor guy, you know, dying, maybe. Rush Limbaugh spoke on his radio show on Wednesday about the House oversight hearing that took place yesterday, focused on high-tech monopolies and highlighted how Google has censored content from the Breitbart News website. Limbaugh aired the audio from Tucker Carlson's Fox News show on Tuesday night of his interview with Breitbart News executive editor Alex Marlowe. I watched that. It was compelling. About the censorship. And then Limbaugh says this. Wait. Well, here's the audio from here's Limbaugh says this. Gradually, since the 2016 election, Google has been diminishing our search results. This is Breitbart talking. And then all of a sudden, in May of this year, we virtually lost all Google traffic, all search traffic altogether. Let me give you some specific pieces of data. A Google track, something called a visibility index. This is sort of like their Nielsen score. Says Marlowe. That's when your content shows up on one of their pages. Breitbart's is down. Now get this, folks. This is George Orwell. This is 1984. This is the Ministry of Truth. Remember, the Ministry of Truth, doesn't have to all be inside the government. It can be a conglomerate that includes a government branch, a media branch. The media branch may actually be the more important of the parts of the Ministry of Truth. Breitbart's visibility on Google is down 99.77%. Have you ever run a website, folks? Do you know what it's like to run a website? You're looking for traffic. You're looking for eyeballs. You want to keep an audience. It's what a radio network does. It's what this network's doing. If the traffic to this network went down 99.77%, you know what that means? Curtains. Curtains. Doom. Finito. It's over. 99.77. That means, what does that number mean? That means if you had 10,000 listeners, I'm just using the 99, just using 10,000 as a number. If you had, you know, 10,000, 100,000, a million, but let's just use 10,000 as a metric. If you had 10,000 listeners and your traffic went down 99.77%, you would lose 9,977 of your 10,000 listeners, leaving you with 23 lonely listeners. Your mother, your sister, your two cousins, your dog. Going down from 10,000 to 9,977. That is what has happened to Breitbart. The biggest, most important, by any metric or any measurement, Breitbart has been the key pro-Trump media website and radio as well, and video. So they've taken the most important channel we have down from 10,000 per 10,000 listeners to 23. That's death. That's the end. It doesn't matter whether you have a First Amendment at that point. Technically, you don't. The sound of one hand clapping, the sound of a tree that falls in the forest and no one's there. He says, overall, our Google traffic, he says, if you want to search for Joe Biden or Biden, the chance of you getting a Breitbart article is virtually zero. Virtually no opportunity for you to get it unless you add the word Breitbart to the search. In other words, Google has an algorithm going, the pukes, the pieces of garbage, the human crap that staffs Google, these worthless left-wingers who are enemies, as the president has said so accurately, they are enemies of the people. And I want you to expand your concept, folks. You know, you've understood, the president, bless him, has communicated to the whole patriot community that the media, the mass media, they are, first of all, fake news media, and that they are enemies of the people. Include Google in that. Include Amazon. Include Facebook. Include YouTube. Include Twitter. Include all of the social media as enemies of the people. And then Limbaugh says, all right, now I know there are a number of different reactions that you can have to this, says Limbaugh. A, it's obvious what Google is doing here. They are practicing censorship, and they're doing everything they can via their search engine and results to eliminate conservative websites. They are also using the fact that they control internet advertising to deprive conservative websites of any Google-related advertising. Now, folks, many websites are very lucratively funded by advertising. If they attract eyeballs, that actually earns them money on Google. I've actually experienced that. Long ago, I had a website, and I actually got income based on traffic. Forget about it now. Forget about it. If you've got some kind of porno website or some kind of a website that sells, sex toys or something, you're going to get income from Google. But if you have a Patriot website, if you're even allowed to go on the net, you're not going to be searched, your traffic's going to go to zero, and you are going to be banished from any income. He says, Limbaugh says, most of the advertising on the internet today, sadly, is run through Google. They own it. It is their primary source of income, and they are defunding conservative websites and blogs. They are also eliminating conservative websites and backlogs from any search results. So in other words, they're now censoring retroactively. So searches and results that came up a year ago, they're doing exactly what Winston Smith was charged with doing in the Ministry of Truth in 1984, rewriting history. Because Orwell, genius that he was, perceived that if a people loses its history, they've lost their minds. They can no longer think. It's as if you lost your identity. What is Alzheimer's in its most severe form? Someone who can't remember, constantly meeting new people and seeing new places because they can't remember either. You've lost your mind at that point. People who talk with someone who's really deep into that can say, the person is gone. I'm talking to my dad and he doesn't know who I am. Well, that's what Google is doing to us. Limbaugh then says, there are alternatives to Google. There are all kinds of search engines out there. There's DuckDuckGo. There's Bing. Forget Bing. That's Microsuck, which is Microsoft. Look, I don't want to... anyway, so Limbaugh goes on then. But there you go. That's an important report from Limbaugh. And the question is, Donald Trump, Roger Stone was talking about this today on the radio, that if it's a rigged election, people are not going to be getting... Oh, let's go to talk about how rigged it is. Donald Trump talked about the deterioration at Fox. Get this. This is a tweet he put up yesterday. Will I have time for it? Yeah, maybe I can squeeze this in. Oh, my gosh. What the president said. Let me see if I can find it. Wow, it was good. This was a heck of a tweet. It's a shame to miss it. He says, if I can find the exact tweet. He was in Texas yesterday, and this is when he tweeted this amazing tweet, message, as it were. Oh, I wish I could find it. It's a great one to end on if I find it. So many messages here. He's taking on Big Pharma. And for any of people that think the president is a vaxxer, not at all. Big Pharma is at war with him right now. Oh, I can't find the tweet. But here, I'll just give you the paraphrase of the tweet. The president says that Fox has gone into the toilet. And it's just a faint shadow of what it was in 2016. Well, I don't see it right away, but it was a great tweet. And his tweets are so eloquent, you have to read the actual message. And, you know, this is all going to get lost unless we hang on to something. Yeah. Yeah, you can be sure this will all go in the memory hole. And the, you know, your memory of what's going on now, what's happening today, the BS that you're being subjected to, hang on to your memory, folks. Don't eat well. Take enough zinc. Don't let your memory go. And because your memory is going to be probably the biggest repository for the next generation, for your grandchildren, it will be you, grandpappy and grandmammy, who you will be the memory. You will be the repository of what America once was. Because the internet may simply be taken away from the next generation, from these younger people. Well, hopefully we'll have a much better connection tomorrow night. I apologize for not being able to take your calls tonight. And the here's a tweet from the president. The president, here's one to end on. Mike Pence met, one of our listeners called me to tell me this. This is huge. I'm sure you don't know about it. American frontline doctors met effectively with Donald Trump today in the person of Vice President Mike Pence. So a little bit of a Mike Pence subbing for the president necessarily, because if the president met directly with American frontline doctors, the you know, Joe Scarborough and all the rest of the pukes would just, they'd be jumping up and down for the next 6 weeks. So, but Mike Pence met with American frontline doctors in the White House today. This is, as the president would say, huge. It's very huge. It means the president is listening to Simone Gold and the other doctors at UCLA, in Santa Monica, all over the country, Texas, these frontline doctors who are exposing the coronavirus fraud by the fraud Fauci and his girlfriend, Debbie Birx. So that's going to have great reverberations. If only the American people can wake up. And by the way, one good sign that we are waking up, that video of the American frontline doctors had 18 million views when it was zapped by YouTube. 18 million views, and was supposed to, according to Simone Gold, interviewed today on Tucker Carlson, the most viral video in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.